Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Sean Loomer as my special expert guest. Sean began looking into optimizing his own nutritional and lifestyle choices in the mid-1990s after losing his mother to colon cancer, after earning his business degree from National University in San Diego. Sean started and sold many successful businesses. His first goal in every venture is to educate so that everyday people can be empowered to make informed decisions. Sean earned a reputation as a motivator, coach, natural speaker, and as someone who could bring the best and brightest minds together in the pursuit of a shared goal. After Sean began working with his wife and business partner, Tyleen, he realized that he could encourage people to improve their own health, share his personal experiences learning to balance Western and natural alternative lifestyle elements, and use his communication skills to give a strong voice to nutritional research to help people make better personal choices. Sean has worked with NBA, NFL, NHL, NCAA teams, athletes, coaches, and trainers. Inspiring true health in others has become his most passionate professional endeavor. Good morning, Sean, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here and looking forward to our conversation.
Right on, man. Since Tracy and I first met you and Tyleen in Tucson, which was a beautiful place, in 2008 during our RV tour, much has transpired. So do you still live down there? And what have you guys been up to since?
Well, I'll tell you what, you kind of inspired Tyleen and I with the RV. I'll get into that in a second. But we go back and forth. We share time between Gilbert, Arizona, and San Diego, California. The other chunk of our time, maybe another third of our time, is spent in our RV, traveling and doing our speaking and educating. You really got us excited about that.
The RV concept of going out there and interacting with people on a personal level, let's compare that to the standardized kind of social media and the email marketing. How would you compare the two? Because a lot of people are doing the social media email thing and they're not jumping in the RV. Do you find that has certain advantages?
It really does. You know, there's, of course, nothing wrong with technology and advancing with social media and online and, you know, video conferencing. But to me and Tyleen, there's nothing like that human touch, if you will, to be able to see people face to face and really feel what they're going through and what they're experiencing and the emotions, you know, and seeing things that are changing and helping others. It's just not the same, you know, to be able to hug somebody and really have a conversation there and be present, I think is imperative in what we do.
Agreed. Now, you guys, you and Tyleen, are the founders of One Body. So tell everyone out there that's listening who's not familiar with One Body what One Body is and what you guys do in your business.
Well, we've really come a long way. You know, Tyleen's been educating folks for probably 18, 19 years now. And we decided back in, 2006 to start One Body. And that was really an education-based company. However, we do formulate some products and, you know, specifically we're very much into plant-based digestive enzymes and different types of enzymes, heavy proteolytic enzymes, and of course, whole food supplements, you know, being plant-based, no synthetics. And, you know, that kind of took its own path. You know, we started getting all these professional athletes and that took us, you know, on a whole nother journey, if you will. And what Tyleen and I set out to do is really to educate and really to help inspire people to be more aware of the ability to take their health into their own hands and living a healthier lifestyle. And you kind of lose that. You know, we ended up in thousands and thousands of retail stores and other countries, et cetera, but it's just not the same. You know, bottles can't talk. You know, we had Steve Nash was our partner. He partnered with Tyleen and I back in 2010. You know, he was fantastic. But you still, you lose a lot. You know, I really believe you lose the education portion of what you're setting out to do, at least in our case. So we still have a supplement line. We still help companies create supplements, you know, whether it's a private label scenario or what have you. But we're really focused, Corey, on the education side.
Yeah, amazing. That's what we're all about at CHI here at the school. I mean, it's education, and that's what drives everything from the ground up. Now, I usually ask the CEO of a company who's, you know, producing and distributing supplements what their favorite products are, because those are usually the best ones. So what are some of the best products in your lineup that you really like to use yourself?
I probably take more products than most. And even though we try to do it all through nutrition, we still believe heavily in supplementing. Certainly our digestive enzyme probiotic is a go-to for myself and Tylene. You know, we do not eat cooked and processed foods unless we have that digestive enzyme available. We do supplement with a whole food, you know, multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant. And then, of course, heavy proteolytic enzymes, I think, are imperative, you know, when it comes into that inflammation world. And there are just so many things. But I would say those would certainly be our go-tos.
What do you say to the diehard naturalists who say, you know, all these supplements, you don't need them. I eat an excellent diet, nice and clean, whole food. What do you say to those people?
You know, we really say, listen, we also eat very clean, and you know, we are very focused on what we put into our body. But we also believe that the soil is not the same. The nutritional value isn't always the same. You know, depending on where people live, where are they getting their food? Are they able to shop locally at, you know, local farmers markets? You know, it's a different world. It's a different time. And we definitely believe that the human body, certainly in North America, from what we've witnessed, needs more. If you're talking specifically about athletics and athletes, oh my goodness, you know, we definitely believe they need more than what they're getting via just their nutrition.
Agreed. I usually turn it around, and my position is that it's not about compensating for the negative. It's about taking something like a whole food diet, which is wonderful, and adding something wonderful to that and making it stronger. And then I learned from Pauling that as we age, you know, our enzyme systems change, hormones are sinking, the body's not the same. I'm 60. It's not the same as when I was 16. So to compensate for the reality of my state, I take supplements, which he stated you could borrow from nature. And if they were really orthomolecular and cool and compatible with the body, that it was a godsend. It was like a benefit to be able to utilize these things. And I'm sure you agree with that position.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes from nature, you know, as you know, Tylene and I were together, you know, we're a blended family. We have 6 kids, 7 grandkids. You know, I'm 53 now, and I certainly know that, you know, the food is different. Where our food sourced from, where our supplements sourced from, it's all part of this package, this puzzle, I believe, that we need. And our bodies, you know, as you know, typically it could just be a specific nutrient, a vitamin, or maybe a mineral that it's lacking in for whatever reason. Maybe we started out deficient, you know, as we see in the younger generations now, you know, with the children and the different things that they're going through sickness and disease wise. So it's just, it is so important to get everything you can good, you know, to give to the body. You know, we only have one body, and we want to do the best to maintain that, for whatever our purpose is, whatever we're trying to accomplish. But certainly, as Tylene likes to say, the best version of you.
When you just said we only have one body, now I get where your name come from, right? That's what you mean. is that what you mean?
That's what we mean, yes.
And take care of it. It's precious. Now, the athletic experience you've got, that's of particular interest to our listeners. You know, we got a lot of personal trainers and coaches and teachers out there, health practitioners that are listening. What have you learned about athletes? And maybe you can tell us what products you have that they've made popular for you.
Sure. I mean, you know, I've been around athletics most of my life. I went to a school on an American football scholarship back in the day, and I wasn't a very big guy, and nutrition was so, you know, important to what I was trying to do. And then I went on, I coached 20 some years in, you know, club sports, high school athletics, you know, basketball, football, different sports. And you just realize this is kind of how this whole journey started for me. When I met Tylene, you know, I was suffering as a former athlete from arthritis in my hands, and I had acid reflux, indigestion. I had things going on with my feet. I mean, it was just, I was in my mid-30s, and I thought, man, I'm too young for this. And so that's where I got educated. And I think if people are just open to getting educated, it's life-changing. And with athletics, we've got to deal with little athletes, little kids, all the way up through the professionals. And one thing I've noticed is most athletes, you know, Steve Nash was extremely clean. He ate amazing. I've never seen, you know, a typical professional basketball player who would eat the way he did. But most athletes aren't that educated with nutrition. And, you know, when I coached high school, they certainly weren't. The parents weren't. And so even the trainers, I think today, now more than ever, it's everyone seems to be getting more enlightened and more educated. But, you know, for us, it's about healing as well. You know, you're a high performance engine, if you will, when you're trying to participate at a high level in athletics. And you've got to give the body what it needs to not only fuel it, but to let it heal itself. You know, and the body's very capable most of the time in so many ways if given the right opportunity. So our digestive enzyme, our product Flow, is still a go-to. Our blend, which is what I mentioned earlier, our multivitamin mineral antioxidant. And then we've got a couple products. You know, Recover is our heavy proteolytic enzymes, which is fantastic for recovery, an amazing joint product called Flex. And then we have a pretty unique, what I'd say, a non-monohydrate chelated creatine product with enzymes, which has helped a lot of the athletes as well. So we start with nutrition, Corey. We really start with food. And it's always been that fine line. We're not trying to sell anyone anything. I think if people start doing more research on their own, they'll start to understand. And that's just kind of our journey and what we're trying to accomplish is through education, can we help people put better things into their body? And then certainly as an athlete, it's just that much more important in my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got it, man. So we saw you guys up here in Canada at the 2010 CHFA trade show, which was awesome. And you guys were having a wonderful experience. And, you know, you had your basic products. But since then, I've seen you now on YouTube presenting, doing seminars, educating, and you've sort of crossed the line more or less into the cannabis culture now. You're into this wonderful medicine, which I've been into pretty much all my life. So did you have to go through any shift in your own paradigm? Like, is that something that typically people see it as poison? Or have you always known that that was all bullshit and now you just have decided to start telling people about some of these wonderful cannabinoids and components of the plant?
You know what, Corey, you hit it on the head, man. I wish I could say I was as smart as you and I realized it long ago. I had not. I had never believed in cannabis in any way, shape, or form. I had never used it. I discouraged it, you know, from kids to, you know, young athletes. Obviously, I didn't know what I didn't know. And I lost my mom to colon cancer. And then I lost my father to brain cancer. I've got a son who, you know, he deals with pretty extreme anxiety. And in fact, it got in his way. He had Division I basketball scholarship opportunities, and he didn't go. I believe, you know, there's no doubt a lot of that was because of what he was, you know, going through in his mind, like many, many folks do. And I was enlightened, you know, back a few years ago when Dr. Sanjay Gupta on the CNN special report, you know, when he kind of came out, just kind of sharing his, you know, where he was and then where he was now, it just really opened up my whole mind, my heart, my soul, everything to say, you know what, I've got to stop being ignorant because really that's what I was being. I was no different than people who are not open to supplementing or not open to putting better nutrients into their body, even through food. So it has been life changing for myself and the research that we've done over the past few years. It is just unbelievable what we have witnessed.
I just finished reading the Marijuana Manifesto by the governor of Minnesota, the wrestler, yes. Jesse Ventura. Great read. Really goes into detail about the insanity of this war on drugs. And I know that Arizona is strongly against it. Is there any changes that are going on? I know that California has legalize recreational use as other states, and it's beginning to change and fold, and the resistance is changing. You know, the DEA is a big resistance factor. But what are the regulations like in Arizona right now?
Well, Arizona is a little different, obviously. I mean, it took them, they're medical. Their medical is approved in the state of Arizona. I think what's happening is, I think the average person out there is kind of where I was. They didn't know what they didn't know. They only knew what they heard or watched or witnessed with TV commercials. And it was the, you know, the hippie getting high and it was a drug. And listen, this is a plant that has been there since the beginning of time, whenever that was, that it's from nature. And I think what people, the basic message people need to understand is, you know, there's THC gets you high and CBD helps you get healed. And not that there's not value to the THC portion of the plant, there is, but everyone needs to get over themselves and be open to understanding what's happening. It's happening all over the world. It's not about getting high. It is about getting healed. And the walls are starting to come down, Corey. I mean, you really see, I forget the organization, like with the fighters, they've just announced that in 2018, that CBD will now be allowed. It's just people need to open their minds and get educated on what it is and why this information was kind of pushed aside, right? And not allowed. The research wasn't allowed, you know, in the U.S., and now things are really coming to light.
So let's explore CBD now, because there's still a lack of continuity in the minds of many people. For me, I just embrace it and I'm excited to study it. You know, you learn about the cannabinoid play as it facilitates all its activities in the brain. You know, our receptors are there. They somehow were established. The two sort of sink in, and there's things that the CBD can do that no drugs can do. So what do you know about CBD? What have you learned about it?
Oh my goodness, that's a whole nother show, but I'll tell you what, it is fascinating. It has such healing properties and certainly anti-inflammatory properties, unlike anything I've ever seen. You know, when it comes to recovering and things like that with athletics, it's unbelievable. You know, we deal with a lot of folks who use that, but I will say that, you know, our body does, you know, these receptors are there, and the research shows, CBD research, a lot of it's not that old. It's, you know, back in the 90s, I think a lot of it was being done in Israel. And basically, everything starts communicating, you know, with these receptors and what have you, your endocrine system, your nervous system, everything kind of starts talking, if you will. And it's like these, you know, the body hasn't, you know, they've discovered an endocannabinoid system where it's, you know, trying to produce, right, its own CBD, you know, if you will. And so it knows these receptors are looking for these cannabinoids. And it is amazing what happens. I've witnessed people who will be experiencing something, let's say with pain, could be in their neck or in their spine. I will hear them, they'll ask, am I supposed to feel this traveling through my body right now? I feel it actually going, you know, here, there, and there. It's just fascinating to witness.
Now, you've got some products that are quite interesting. Tell us about those, because I know that there's a range of ways of which you could administer this natural medicine.
Yes. I mean, we're very fortunate. We're very grateful that we were introduced a few years back to a gentleman that we just love and adore him. He filed a patent about 4 years ago on plant extraction, any plant. And what he has done with this extraction process is unlike anything we had witnessed. You know, we had done different things with CBD, but he uses no chemicals. Typically, someone's using something, right? Alcohol, butane, CO2 extraction, and he does not. He's what he'll call aqueous, right? He's water. And with that extraction process, he is able to capture, we kind of laugh and joke about, you know, the entire alphabet of the, you know, of CBDs and secondary cannabinoids, you know, that you don't necessarily get when you're extracting with some of these other, you know, methodologies. So we use his extracted process, right? His product, his end product, and we deliver it through a variety of products. We work with one manufacturing facility, an FDA registered manufacturing facility who has the green light on some testing with CBD. So we have an oral sprayer that has had just fantastic. They were trying to energize CBD or it wouldn't work. And when they got to our product, it worked immediately. And the absorption testing was coming in like 95, even up to 100% in some of the testing. And so that's one way. Of course, the droppers that we use, pain salves, we do organic vapes. There's just a lot of different things that we do. And the results, Corey, it's just to the new person, it's really unbelievable. But we've got a lot of former professional athletes. One interview that was done by Yahoo Sports a while back was a former Major League Baseball pitcher, David Wells. You know, people are getting away from these pain meds through CBD. It's just wonderful to watch.
Yes. So you can use CBD to actually treat drug addiction, heroin addiction. You can move people away from that and use that as an intermediate sort of salvation. Isn't that true?
Very true. I mean, very true. And you know, we've always been out there kind of preaching nutrition, right? And, you know, as Tylene likes to tell people, you know, your body's not drug deficient. You're nutrient deficient, and these things are happening inside of us for a reason. Let's get to the source or the root of why is it happening. And we have seen anything with the brain, right? Anything with the brain, and whether it's anxiety, depression, you know, stress, people that can't rest very well, bipolar, you know, Parkinson's. The other side would be your biggies, right? As people know, with people who have seen results with cancer treatments. In fact, we've had product in the cancer clinics in other countries, in Mexico and Europe. They use our product. But, you know, chronic pain, arthritis, Crohn's disease, just amazing things happening. And of course, you know, seizures and those types of things. But the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's fantastic. Well, you're on to some gold, man. I really think, you know, it's some neat stuff going on up here. Our government, the Liberals, promised to legalize it in 2018, next July. So that's something that we're all looking forward to. But right now in BC, it's very loose. Here in a small town in Vernon, we have like a dozen dispensaries. You just walk in and the world is your oyster. It's a lot different from when I was a kid growing up, when you had to hide and look for the feds and make sure that no one would see you smoking a joint, right?
Correct.
So it's very cool.
It's a different time. For us, it's an education thing for all of us, and certainly for the, you know, for the patient, the client, the customer, you know, and especially for us, because we're different. We're not an oil. We're a fluid. And people are like, what? What does that mean? And so people will get like a CBD oil and they'll have to take a dose typically of an entire dropper or two droppers, right? And then they never really understand how much they're paying per dose. And a dose with our product is two drops. So you're getting a product that works superior and you're paying far less per dose. And so that's an education piece. So it's all education, man. It always seems to come back to education. When you're dealing with something that's really this fantastic, right, where it's not hype, where it's truly medicine that has been there, it's an education thing and it's an awareness thing. And we do, you know, as a society, people need to kind of drop their guard and really look and see what's happening and where has things gone and where has it gone wrong. And let's educate and let's get this thing on the right road.
Absolutely. And you're a major contributor towards that end, which is excellent. I commend you. I just love to know that you guys are still on track and still out there doing the work that has to be done. And there's such a great opportunity.
Well, I just got to say, I get goosebumps right now just thinking about this. The time that I got to spend with you and when you were in Arizona, you know, you educated me and you taught me some things and just who you are, man, just who you are as a human being and the things that you're doing to advance the information and awareness and inspire others is fantastic, man. You mean a lot to Tylene and I, and I just want you to know that you're impacting people.
Well, thanks a lot, man. Well, you know what? That's what this podcast is all about, bringing people like you in, and everyone's got a story and insight and knowledge, and it helps everyone create this kaleidoscope of knowledge, which then they can sort of bear down and make decisions and do the things that they need to do, and that's what it's all about on a personal level. Now, have you watched the Ty Bollinger series on cancer?
You know, it's funny you ask. Absolutely. Tylene and I have done some speaking with the Truth About Cancer and some events. It is pretty fascinating there, the awareness that has been raised. But we participated in Dallas in October of a year ago. I know they just had their event in Florida. And that's where, you know, we learn more. We're always trying to learn by the experts and we all learn from each other. And that's where we had, I mean, Corey, people were just having, you know, the success that they would have with our CBD fluid and the emotions that you would just see when people's pain goes away. It just warms your heart and you know you're helping, and that's really what it's all about. But yeah, that Truth About Cancer is, they've got a big following. Haven't been as involved the last several months just because we're just trying to keep up with everything we're doing. But yes, it's very fascinating I think, when people take a look at, you know, what they're doing to raise awareness.
Now, in relation to that, and with the knowledge that your both your mom and dad died of cancer, which, you know, is obviously really tough to experience that. Now, did they go through the sort of conventional approach? Did they allow themselves to be sort of hacked up by the system? And did they take the chemo and go through the radiation and all of that?
Yeah, you know, my mom went through radiation, and that was back, you know, it was like 1994, I believe. And my father is more recent. It was right before I was exposed to CBD. And my father chose not to go through chemo and radiation. He was almost 84 and he had just stopped doing biathlons. He was still running. You know, I was just, oh my goodness, when are you going to slow down? And it just came out of nowhere, a brain tumor. And he chose not to. You know, he had watched what my mom had gone through. And he says, you know what? I'm going to do the best I can do. I'm going to enjoy the short window of life they've given me. You know, and they gave him a couple months. And I think he lived another 6 months roughly. And, you know, he just enjoyed and was really present in those last, you know, handful of months of his life, and got to see everyone. And you know, I come from, I'm the youngest of 8 kids. And so that was his choice, you know, and some of my siblings didn't agree with it, but he was very at peace with that choice. And I think it's, everyone needs to do what they need to do. Lots of folks get a little scared, obviously, or very scared and intimidated. And they hear certain messages from their doctors, and the doctors know what they know. Right. And that's a whole nother side of things. But everyone really needs to know there are things to look at. Every situation is different. Cancers are different. Where are they? At what point? And so on and so forth. But it's really, you know, it's up to the individual, in my opinion, to get educated.
It always comes down to that. Sean, and speaking of that, tell us about your website. What's your website address and what will we find there when we get there?
You know, you're not going to find much there. You'll see some products. We don't market. It's kind of a more of a little shopping cart, of a holding site for a lot of our health professionals, whether they're doctors or whether they're massage therapists or Reiki masters. And, you know, there's so many different holistic modalities out there that we've witnessed and watched, and so many amazing people. They kind of go there and look. They've heard us speak or they've experienced some of our products. And so we don't put a lot online, because we don't market online, but we do have Sean and Ty, just SEANANDTY.com. So it's just SeanAndTy.com. And you see some of the products there, and there's some CBD on there a little bit. You know, we've got the oil sprayers on there and some things, and certainly our enzymes and whatnot. But, you know, it's changing, Corey. I mean, we're so much kind of educating and supporting. We just want people to know what's available to them. And if it's our product, fantastic. We know the results of our product. We've not seen a CBD product work like ours yet. And that is important. I'm not saying there aren't other good products out there. There are, but people really need to do their research, because honestly, most of them, it's just kind of an online marketing thing. It's the latest and greatest. You know, people catch on, these marketers catch on to these things and they capitalize on it. So we're excited to just be able to offer things that really help people. We're there to answer questions. And anything we can do to help someone in whatever their situation is, that, you know, we're all in on that.
That's fantastic. Well, for everyone listening, there will be a webpage for Sean set up with his connection and website and contact information. So that's how you get a hold of him and Ty and find out what they're up to, because it's a network that we're trying to build. Hey, man, listen, great talking to you. Great catching up. And I just want to invite you and Ty up here in Vernon. You know, come up here and take a walk with us on the wild side, man.
We're in. We'll do that. We're just waiting for the invite. Look out. Now you got it.
Sounds awesome, man. Because now that you're on the other side, now we can, you know, dance under the blue moon and let our hair hang down, man, because I got hair that's long, and it's a good life. We're all living. It's good
I love
to be
it.
Alive and good to be healthy and good to spread the news.
Let's do it.
So with that in mind, let's end off with a nice final parting comment. What's your message for today to people out there listening?
To live their life every day, right now, you know, and stop looking backwards, look forward, look ahead, and see what you can do to help yourself, as Tylene likes to say, feel 100% again. There's so much that's possible through what we put into our body. and to just treat it as such and know that things are, it's available to us. We just need to be open, allow ourselves to learn and to find the right things and to do the right things to help us live the most amazing life and really to help and love other people. You know, that's our thing, more love, less judge. And we don't know everything. We know a lot and we keep learning. And I encourage everyone else to keep learning as well.
Sean Loomer has been my special guest on this edition of SNU. Sean is a motivator, a coach, a natural speaker, and he and his lovely wife, Tylene, a good friend of mine, are the founders of One Body, and that's what it's all about, because that's all we got, people. Sean, thank you so much for the time and for what you're doing, you and Tylene. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much for this opportunity. We love you. See you anytime, man. Anything we can do to help you.
Okay, thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Represent your lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.